Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We should be today on Peches. We're not. We're still on Pezayin. By the two dots that we have, two dots towards the end of the Yomit on Amud Aleph. Gemara brought the Machlokes, whether between Rabba and Rava, whether Lina Bayelis Bereisha shall be Zbeach. What was the reason that the Gemara held there should not be a din of Lina Bereisha shall be Zbeach? Because it compared it to the Shulchan. Just like by the Shulchan, there is no psul of Lina. It's there, it could be there after the first week, and the Shul psul is not there. Maybe the Zbeach is the same thing. Or maybe Shulchan is different because it's a klisharis. Or maybe it's not, doesn't have a din of being a klisharis because it's just a, call it a protrusion from the ground. Because, therefore, whatever din you have where it's on the floor, on the ground, the ritzvah, this will have the same din. Agav, parenthetically, what would happen by the Mizbech HaPnimi? Remember the Gemara brings on Chav Zayin. There's a big contrast between the Mizbech, we're talking here the Mizbech HaChitzen. Mizbech HaPnimi, in the din of its Mekadosh, even those things that are not Ra'ilo, the Gemara's Mechalek, there, in the din of Imalo Lo Yerdu, remember on the bottom of Chav Zayin of Ibeis, the Gemara made a contrast between the Mizbech HaChitzen and the Mizbech HaPnimi. Mizbech HaPnimi is Mekadosh, even those things that are not Ra'ilo. Because it has a din of a klisharis. What will happen then in the case of Lina Mayelis, but Raisha shall be Mizbech HaPnimi, even if you hold that it's not, even if you hold that there will be a din of Lina, or the Mizbech HaChitzin, the Chayrit should come out, according to this Tzad, that there's no din of Lina according to anybody by the Mizbech HaPnimi. Chayrit, that's what should come out. So what but I'll complain about it. Mizbech HaChitzin, we have the Machlokes Rabba and Rava. Rashi tells us, let's say there would be a din of Lina. So Rashi says, what will happen? Mapid Maktir Vahilat Liyla, Apti Apfilu Amrin and Lina. Even if we say that there is a din of Lina, Rashi Dibri Abaskal, Maktir Vahilat Liyla. The afilu amrinan lina moelis bereisham is beyach. Even if we say that lina works bereisham is beyach, it does work bereisham is beyach. Even if we'll say that lina helps bereisham is beyach, mafapikain maskina lehuba baracha, you still could go and be mafter it. Remember why? What's the worst that'll happen? Remember, it's on top of the Mizbeach. Good masking, it's on top of the Mizbeach. You want to know whether it's possible? Yeah. So what? It's still going to be a din of Imalu Lo Yerdu. This creates a problem. Rashi would seem to tell us, well, you see, L'chair, a big thing. Rashi Ibsachim tells us, even if you hold that Lina is Moelis, Rashi shall be Zbeach, he's going like all the shittas there, Rashi and Dafnun Tes. There is no love. There are two things. There is no love of Lina. Why? It's just because there's going to be a din where it becomes possible. It's going to be a din if you want to lo yerdu. Why is it that you're not going to be able to love the love of Lina? It's lo yonchen chaki ad biker. You're not going to be over the love. Why are you not be over the love? It becomes possible. And if it becomes possible, you should be over the love of Lina. And Rashi says that it, not only that, in my Sefer, I bring that Rashi, another deek like that from Rashi and Brachas. And I thought there was a new thing. And then I saw that the others bring it also, I said, Rav David Salvechik brings the Rashi of Brachas on top, based on an Aleph in the Mishnah. Rav Garbis brings it, so it seems like the other people were even on the Rashi also. What we see is, L'chaira, from Rashi, and the aside that we see is Chazidish is Baruch, or this also a very profound thing. If Rashi holds, and it seems that there is not going to be a love of Lina, even if you hold Lina Ma'alth Rosh Shabbos Bech, A, B, not only will there not be a love of Lina, it won't even be possible because of the psalm of Lina, even if you hold Lina Ma'alth Rosh Shabbos Bech. So where is it Nageya? It's Nageya if it comes down. If Kolzman that it's on the Mizbeach, Kolzman that it's on the Mizbeach, nobody holds that it becomes puzzle. Everybody would hold that the way Rashi learns of Sachem, you can even put it there as an Eitzel, the Katchila, will not become puzzle. Why? Here he says that it's going to be based on the Dinevi Malolo Yerdu. And here we have a profound Svara. If you're going to leave something or the Mizbeach, where it's Lamaisa going to be inevitably right for Akhtara, then that is a steer to say that you're ever the love of Lina. What is the love of Lina? The love of Lina means you're leaving it over to become possible, where it's not going to be able to function for Akhtara. Lo yalit chelet chagia baker, where you're leaving it to become puzzle and it's not going to be able to function as part of the carbon. But let's say you're leaving it over where it doesn't make any difference, you're going to be able to be makter it. Then you're not over the love of Lina. Lina does not mean to the Mitzius, you're leaving it over till the next morning in the Mitzius. Lina means you're leaving it over where inevitably it's going to become puzzle and not able to function as part of the carbon. Well, let's say you're leaving it on the Mizbeach and it's going to stay till after Amud HaShachar, and so what? You're going to be able to be makarvit anyway? You're not having the love of Lina, A. And B, it's not going to become puzzle either. So what does it mean? Lina's by Elis Bereshel Mizbeach. Because it has all the infrastructure that there is and all the conditions that have to be met for the din of Lina, the Lina will be chal once it comes off the Mizbeach. But if it's on the Mizbeach, there is nothing that takes place, regardless, irrespective of whether you hold Lina's Moelis or Lina's not Moelis. If Lina is not Moelis Bereishis Shel Mizbeach, even if it'll come off the Mizbeach, it's not going to be. So what would you do with it? Bring it back, put it right back up. If you hold Ain Lina Moelis Bereishis Shel Mizbeach, what will happen? What will happen is there is no psul because leave it to the shulchan. Put it right back up. There is no psul that kicks in. There's no psul that kicks into it even after it comes off the Mizbeach. But if you hold that Lina is Moelis Bereishis Shel Mizbeach, that means that it can kick in as long as it's now going to come in a matzah that it's not right for Akhtari. Therefore, you're not going to be able to put it back on, but Kosban, that it's on top of the Mizbeach, then it's going to be, then it is that it's not going to become possible at all. It won't become possible there because that, A, it won't become possible. And number two, it will be, you won't be able to love of Lina. If you want to take a look at the Chazaynish is in Yud Tes Mem Dalet, if you want to take a look at it. Yud Tes Mem Dalet, where the Chazaynish deals with this for the Brisker Rav. Beistai said also the same thing, learned the same way. I saw it from Reb Shmuel. I think brings it probably from the Rav. But this is Lachaira what we see from the Rashi. When Rashi's saying over here, it's going to be, even if you hold Lina Ma'alth Rosh Shabbos Be'ach, so he says he can do it because he won't lo yerdu. That does not mean bottom line, it's possible, but you do it anyway, I'll see won't lo yerdu. As a result of the Olo lo yerdu, you ought to be, it won't even be over the love of Loyalim, like Rashi tells us, in Sachet, nor will it become possible. That's Lachaira what we see from the Rashi in Sachet, Rashi in Brachas, or the Beis. by Hekta Halom Veivarim, where Rashi comes out, and he says, he Rashi explains what the Psul of Lina is, where it comes off the Mizbeach. Well, what's it coming to say over here? He's talking about, he's getting involved in Beis Amud Aleph, opening day of Shas, and he's coming to, it's alluding to the din of Lina Mahel's Mashal Mizbeach or not. Rashi holds that applies, that what he says over there, that it only will become possible Lina afterwards, after it comes down, that doesn't make any difference. Even if you hold Lina Mayelis, Brush Shal Mizbeach, it's only going to be Negeah when it comes down. Calls about that it's all the Mizbeach, it won't be Negeah at all. And therefore, that's this din that we have between Rabbah and Rabbah. That's about like is Rabbah and Rabbah, whether when it comes off, the Psul of Lina is going to apply.
And the Lav of Lina will apply when it goes off? And the lava of Lina will apply when it goes off?
It's not, it was
not part of the grass.
No, there was not part, yeah.
There we're not going to have that did.
Maybe, yeah, it's in Hanabi. It could be in the Negeah. It is going to be Negeah here. It's going to be Negeah. Yeah, it would be Negeah, but it was Be'er Shomayshe. Yeah, all right, maybe Yesh London on that, in Hanabi. Yeah.
Is Rebbe saying that when the stuff goes down on the karka, if Lina Mayelis, the lav will kick in when it goes down on the karka,
even
if it
goes down? The lav will kick in once it gets on the ground.
Even if it gets on the ground 10 days later?
Yeah, that doesn't make a difference.
That's what Rebbe is saying.
That's what I'm saying. All the potential is there to make it possible. But there was an ikuv that made it possible, because on the Mizbeach, you're going to be able to be makrifit anyway. That preempts the psul and the lav of Lina. But what's that ikuv? What's that impediment is removed that everything is in place and therefore the psul will kick in afterwards, even afterwards, when it gets on the ground, no matter what it is.
But that's not consistent with what the Biskrov had said, that it's a different type of Haktara.
No, it's still
in other words, if Lachmai Shom is Be'ah.
Even that's a different kind of Haktara, but Abba became. That's only caused by the Sword of Mizbeach. What's that psul? It's Chalav. I didn't see in Yardu, Lo Yalu.
We understand that. The Rebbe is saying that.
It's in Yardu, Lo Yalu, no matter how you learn, even if you learn like the Rav. All right, now.
Okay.
So what we have over here, Geshem, now the Mishnah tells us another thing. Geshem Shom Mizbeach Bekadesh Eklisharis. What the Mishnah tell us over here also? We have the din, Kishem Shabbos Beyach. We have the din. Kacha Kevish, Kishem Shabbos Beyach Bekadish. Kacha Kevish Bekadish. The Kevish does the same thing. Kishem Shabbos Beyach, Baha Kevish Bekadishim. Klisharis also does it, the Mishnah tells us. In the Sefer of the Mishnah, that may both. And now we have this thing. Yeah, talk about what? Kishem Shabbos Beyach Mekadesh. Just like the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, the Kevish is Mekadesh. And just like they do it, the Klisharis. Talk about what? Hanageya, the Mizbeach. Ainli Ela Mizbeach, Kevish Minolon. How do you know that the Kevish, the Zid that we have, of a Mizbeach Mekadesh, a Mizbeach Mekadesh is not only by the Mizbeach proper, it refers to the Kevish also.
Wouldn't
Sandra
John's
question? No, wait, no. Talmud Leimar, Ezra Mizbeach, Klish, Sharetz Minayim, Talmud Leimar, Kol, Hanagayim, Mohem, Yigdash. All right. We can really ask the Kasha, The Kevish, yeah, we can really ask the Kasha a couple of ways. The emes is, the kevish is mekadesh. Amishali, you know, on Daf Sabach Beis, we had, what was the structure of the kevish? It was one ramp going up, then there were two sub-ramps, remember. Going up, diverging on the sides, one to the kevish, one to the aside, to the soyvet. It goes up, and then there's an extension on the right side, extension on the left side. Let me talk about that. What?
Some pictures have one or two.
I don't know why they have that. Yeah.
On the...
But Al Kapanim, we have that. The child that we have is the Dinim, that the Kavish is Mekadish. What is the status of those protrusions? Are they part of the Kavish? Or are they, for example, this is in Zerika Shalabim Kaibai. Person, the way Tysus comes out, the way the Rambam paskins, person Zyrek the Dab or the Kavish, it's Mechaper. That's how Tysus came out of Daf Chavav. If you have Zyrek the Dab, Shalabim Kaibai, the Zerika Shalabim, not Matar Bachila, not Matar Neimurim, but it's Mechaper. Let's say you go and you are Zyrek the Dab, not on the cabbage, you're Zyrek on the dam, on the protrusions, the branches. Do they have a din of Kedusha's cabbage, or do they not? Or, for example, maybe Rizkarov brings a raya that the din of Masala v'malas al Mizbechi goes on the cabbage that's part of the Mizbeach that has Kedusha's cabbage. Will there be a din of Masala v'malas making steps on the protrusions? Or is it only on the Mizbeach proper? What is the status exactly? Lav of Sarah Dvash, you cannot bring on the Kevish. Right? We had it, Dafai and Zion. Can you bring Sarah Dvash or Yerman the Lav on the extensions of the Kevish?
Okay.
And we hear that there, so the child that we have is. the din that we have here also the same thing. We have a mizbech, there's a din of mizbech mekadosh. And it's mekadosh, the kevish. The kevish is mekadosh. That's what we're saying there. We have a pasuk. The kevish is mekadosh. What's the status of the protrusions? Is that only a din of the main body of the kevish? The part going up straight? Does it go in there? That's A. Wait. The second thing is, why would you think that the Kevish, we have to have a Pusik. We have a Pusik. The Pusik tells us there's a din that the Kevish is Mekadosh. Now, the Kevish has Kedushas Mizbeach, remember. We know that there's a din of Sarah Dvash. You can't be Makbir on the Kevish. A. The din of Zrika Shalomim Kaimai. Let's say you went in, you're a Zayrik Shalomim Kaimai on the Kevish. It's a Mechaper. Why do I hear, do I need a pusik? That is because that the din is. That's more chavav. As did Kedushas Mizbeach. Like, I mean, it's part of the Mizbeach. That is not the issue. It's about a part of the Mizbeach. That's the whole Taisis, the Rambam comes out over there. That the, well, I mean, you need the Mizbeach, the Kevish, you can be Mechaper also. Mm-hmm. You did Sar and Vash, we have a pusik. Then we learn that from the pusik, Mar and Nagin Zayin. It's part of the Mizbeach. Akhtara is a different thing. We remember we spoke. Whether or not you can do Akhtara on the Kavish is a different thing. But it has Kedushas Mizbeach, the Gabi Kapara, the Gabi Divin has Din of the Mizbeach. In which case, why would I have thought that the Mizbeach, that the Kavish is not Mekadosh, a Mizbeach Mekadosh? Maybe we could hear it. What? No, that's a different point. Very good. Yeah. It's Megaya. All right. Maybe I would have thought that it's not the Makam. Shmuel is saying that maybe it's part of the Halacha. If you bring it up the Kevish, it's not the Makam Akhtara, and therefore, even though you can be served the Dam on it. So you're sort of in between. You're right. It's sort of in between. Let's assume that Rose told you cannot be Makdar on the Kevish. But then again, you can be Zayrek Dam on the Kevish. So what about the din of Mizbech Mekadosh? What about that? That we would have this din. We could hear that it would be like that. Nifka Makadosh, the din is what it is. Let's say it is Nifka Makadosh. Very good. The Rambam holds the din of Mizbeach if God goes on the Kevish too. It'll depend, although whether or not it's Nifka of the stones or it's Nifka of the Sid. if the stones are the din, there's a din of Avodah Shleimus. That din of Avodah Shleimus goes on the Kaddish also. So it's part of the Mizbeach. If Avodah Shleimus, it's a psul, the Mizbeach, if the stones of the Kaddish are Nivka. All right, so what would I have thought over here? Why is it that it's not the Kaddish? This is something to bear in mind. There's a Rav that's Mechalik. Between the din of Gufa Shel Mizbeach and something that has Kedushas Mizbeach. It's not the Mizbeach, but it's an extension that has Kedushas Mizbeach. You go and you're Zayrik, the Dabs, Rika Shalai, Bin Kaimai. Did you do it on the Mizbeach? Or you didn't, did not do it on the Gufa the Mizbeach? You did it on something that there was an extension of Kedushas Mizbeach, and that suffices in order for there to be a din on Zrika, to be have a legitimate Zrika. Not all Mizbeachs have Kedushas, or I shouldn't say the other way, not all those things that have Kedushas Mizbeach have as the Gubashal Mizbeach. The Kevish will be certain dinim, Avada will have. The Gabi character Rabbana will have Dinam of Kedushas Mizbeach. You can be Zarek to Dam on it. You're not allowed to be Zarek Dvash on it. That Avada you cannot. Like we just said, let's say there'll be a Din of Avad Shleimus. Avada and Hanami. This Din of Avad Shleimus. Does that mean, what's the Din, for example, of Avad Shleimus? Din the Chatz of the Mizbeach, or it's a Din in a place that has Kedushas Mizbeach? You can have Kedushas Mizbeach, and you can do a Zrika there. Because it's right to go and have Kedushas Mizbeach for Ezrika, you cannot be, go and put Tzar and Dvash there. On the other hand, you want to know, is there a din of Mizbeach with Kaddish by the Kavish? Remember we had the Gabi Nadinim that we spoke on Motzoi Shabbos. We were talking about whether the Kavish have a din of Tzofen. Could you shecht a Karmen Oila on the Kavish? Because the whole Mizbeach has a din of Tzofen. But does that mean you can shecht on the Kevish also? From the sheep that we brought around, you can't. But there are those who hold that you can. Chayim, Chazaynish. But you're able to go and shecht on the other. It's part of the Mizbeach. Part of the Mizbeach means what? It's part of the Gufa Mizbeach. It's part of the part that has Kedushas Mizbeach. They do the two things. Do they go together or they're not? A lot of these are a diunim that we have, Megabi listed. And therefore, maybe it would not be able to be Mekadosh. What's Mekadosh? Mekadosh is what? The Gufa Mizbeach? Or the only thing that is a Keach of being Mekadosh is something it has, or it's enough that has Kedushas Mizbeach. Maybe the Kevish can't. The Kiddush over here is that the Kevish has a din of Gufa Shel Mizbeach. Well, the Alpha writing, so now the Gemara says, that's why we need a pasuk by the Kevish. And now it says, Klisharis, Balashi, Kaksha, Hikidai, Baron, maybe Shlokish, Merab Yechidin. Klisharis, Balashi, Kaksha, and Sapsulim. What is it? Could it be Mekadosh, Psulim? Well, we have the Mizbeach can do it. If the Mizbeach can do it, maybe Klisharis can do it also. Amalei Tani Tu, Kashem Shah, Mizbeach, Ba, Kevish, Mekadosh. That's a royal oath. Kach Kalim Mekadshim, that there'll be a din, that if the thing that is being Mekadosh is something which is Pasul Melina, let's say it be Pasul Melina, the din is, what would you be able to do? It'll be Mekadoshim, maybe it'll take off or explain it to Pasul of Lina, what will you do with it? We want to know, can you down that the Mizbeach, like we have the Mizbeach as Mekadosh, Klisharis can be Mekadosh, and therefore it's as if it brought on the Mizbeach, and you can now put it on the Mizbeach. Amar Lein L'Katchila L'Karev Kami Vayelay. We want to know, Amar Lein L'Katchila L'Karev Kami Vayelay. Rashi before says, Tanitua, that it's Mekadosh. But there's no pinyon. Amar leh l'katchila l'karev kabivay leh lo le'inyin pinyon. We're not talking l'gabi pinyon. L'gabi pinyon, it won't be. We want to know whether or not you can bring the Rebbe back with it. What do we learn? Shekim lo psulim. What do we learn over here, Lechayra? Shekim lo psulim. Let's say people who are apostle. Zar, Tamed, whatever. Shekim lo psulim. And then they went Vizarko Estama. And then they went and they were Zarek to Dam. Right away, Rashi comes and tells us. Shekim lo psulim. Mahaner Zarko psulim. Well, only Zarko. Why do you need that you should follow it up by saying that then they went and they were Zyrikin? If they become Balaiv Tulula, as soon as they do it, become Balaiv the Psulim, the whole Dam becomes possible. Why, what is the point of it telling me? Unless it came, unless it's coming to explain the reason, the Zarku Psulim, who the Havaway Varim, you know why it is where they go and they're Zayrek the Dam. That's when the Evarim, you brought it up. The Evarim will have a Malo lo yerdu. Well, the Katchila lo yalu, of course. And you're not able to go and bring the Evarim up. The Yivso, Basar, Mizrikas, Tzulim. Hazarka, but at the end, if you brought it up, then it's Kshayrim. The Katchila Nabi Yalu Haivarim. So the Katchila also over here, you'll be able to bring the Haivarim up. The Zrika Ma'alyu, because in the case where the Zrika is good, not like the case where we just said, where the Zrika is no good, you did it with Psula. But let's say the Zrika is done by Kosher people. The Aval Gav, the Kiblo Psula. Why? What are we saying? There's not going to be a din that you're not allowed to do it. You will be allowed to do it. Even if psulim were, not if the psulim are zayrik, but if the psulim are mekabel, you'll be able to do it. Why? And you should do it. Why? The reason is, avagat the kilim psulim, yishum dikachek li sharez, li zarek lekatchilim. What will happen even then that it will be Zyrek? It will even be Mechaper. Remember, when we talk about this entire Perek that we were talking about, the Imalo Lo Yerdu, it's not going to be Mechaper at all, like Rashi told us. Not Meratza. Rashi, before the Pei Beis, told us it's not going to be Meratza, of course. You won't be able to eat it. I shouldn't have said that. No, you put... Well, You were macho. You were. Whether or not the haktar is going to be matter at machila, two thirds of lamed vav. But now we have that toisus. You're the one that said achila. It's not pushing by the achila. We'll leave the word achila out because tell you that toisus and lamed vav. But we're saying over here, let's say it merely, it's not the Avaida of the Zrika, but it was the Avaida of the Kabbalah that was Bipsul. So what happened? The Klisharis was Mekadosh it, and it might be a reason even to do it L'Katchila, and it's even going to be Marata, maybe, if we say like that. Klisharis will be Mekadosh, Klisharis will be Mekadosh it, Psulim, for the sake of being Zrika. Shekilim Sulim Vizarko is the Bailam Shekilim Sulim Vizarko. No, it doesn't mean that. It means what? Lo Shekim, it means either or. Lo Shekim Lup Sulim. And it says what? That the din is, it's Imalo Lo Yerdu only. It's only telling me the din Imalo Lo Yerdu. It's not going to be a reasonable Katchilim. Inami Shezarko Sulim. So we don't have a Raya at all. Now the Gemara has another issue. The Yibaylo, the child of Girsu. Avir Mizbeach, Mizbeach, dummy. Hello. What is the status, not of the surface of the Mizbeach, but the Avir of the Mizbeach? Rashi comes and tells us, Avir HaMizbeach, if the Psulim come, in Chola Evarim, what? In Tola, yeah. Rashi tells us, Avir Mizbeach, in Tola Evarim Psulim. You can take a bar and sula by suspending them. In the Avir of the Mizbeach.
How are you?
On the top.
Okay.
That doesn't make a difference. Well, that won't be. It could be even. Let's let Rashi say this. Inami, look what he's saying. Amarami's best. He's Tolai Barm Sulim. But Avir Roisham is Beah. The top of him is Beor and him is Beah. In the Avir, what did we say? Is that like you put it on the Mizbeach and the Mizbeach is Mekadosh? You have a Barm Sulim, right? Rashi says, in Tolei Barb Sula, Biavi, Rashab is Beach. Shumi Sekum is Bechdomi, Olo Yerdu, and it's Lo Yerdu. Olav Kum is Bechdomi, the Yerdu. If it doesn't come in direct contact with the Mizbeach, what do I mean it did? Is it Yerdu or is it not Yerdu? Rashi, remember over here, is telling us, it's a Negea what? There's going to be Molo, if the Gabi that did it, Molo, Lo Yerdu, it's going to be Mizbeach, the Kach. Look, if you take a look, we take a look over here, but that's Vav. Look at the Lashon that we have over there, and that Lashon. The Lashon of Gemara, that's Vav. Remember when the Gemara had the suffix, the Makai where a person went and he was Maza. Bar brings and says the following. Hi, Bobin, I'm reading it up to Swab Abadal. Bobin Arab, Yerbiam Arab Zera. Hoya Maza. The person was being Maza on the Mizbeach. He sprinkled on the Mizbeach. Venikta Yada Shel Maza. And the finger, his finger, went. But it became a Balmud. Achel Higia Dam. La Avir HaMizbeach. The Dam was going until the Avir of the Mizbeach, and before it reached the Avir of Mizbeach, his finger came off, became a Balmum. All right, so of course, so Tzitzis Mechalik, what kind of Hazor are we talking about? It's not the Hazor made Abadim there, it's the Mice Hazor, but over here, you see, the Icarus said it's to get to the Mizbeach. And before it got to the Mizbeach, there's a concept that he's able to become a Balmum. What does it mean it got to the Mizbeach? It went to where? To the Avir of the Mizbeach. That means the past. The Avir of the Mizbeach Abadet has Kedusha. What is the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach is not only the surface, the pashtus is. The Mizbeach refers to the Mizbeach and the Avir on top of it. The child that we have here is, like David is saying so eloquently, the Mikadosh Psulim. What do I mean a suffix? The suffix, what it means, ask Kedushas Mizbeach. And that's the beer I got. The Haina Dad Farm, what we just said by the Kavish. David has Kedushas Mizbeach. The Kavish also had Kedushas Mizbeach. Maybe the Avir of the Kevish also. Yes. But it's not the Mizbeach. The Chetz of the Mizbeach, what do you need in order to be Mekadoshit? You need a Makom of Kedushas Mizbeach, or you need Chetz of the Mizbeach. The Gemara before was Mekadoshit in the Kevish. Not only is the Kevish a place that has Kedushas Mizbeach, it's Mekadosh because it's part of the entity of the Mizbeach. The Gemara is clearing over here the Avir. What is the status of the Avir? How do the Avir has Kedushas Mizbeach? You go in your mazeh, your yitzeh, by bringing it into the avir. We want to know whether the avir is part of the an integral part of the mizbeach that it's able to be mekadesh also. That'll be meduyik. The way that once you have this, then we understand that it has mamish in it, like the guva mizbeach itself. Now what? So here it says. So we have again Nachama. Is they did? Aver mizbeach mizbeach aviyah the toshiba. Kishem shav mizbeach mikadosh kach kadosh mikadosh. Now, let's out the cup. The yabrit aver mizbeach lav ke mizbeach tami. If you let's assume that the aver of the mizbeach is not mikadosh, it's not like the mizbeach itself. Aver kadosh nami lav ke kadosh tami. It would come out that the avir of the kevish, it would follow that it's also if that's not like the kevish itself. All right, now what? Hechi masik will be kevish with his beya. There's a din of imalu lo yerdu. There's a din of imalu lo yerdu from the kev by the kevish. Yeah, so how would he do it? He would pick it up from the kevish. I transport it to the barasa. But as soon as he did that, what happens? It's like he took it off. So how's that going to work? I have a little bit of a problem. Why does he have to do that? Why can't he be mocked to it right there by the canvas and not move it? Ask about what? That he cannot be mocked to on the canvas. That, there we go. Remember we said from the gate of Toysmith, so that Nun Zion in Menachos. And we mentioned the Kerenaira, we mentioned the Ayla Shleime, we mentioned Briskerov, that they all hold that he can't, the Chazaynesha has a suffix. Remember we said the Kerenaira is Raya. The Gemara tells us that suffix, whether or not Makhtirin Agave Soivev. When we talk whether he can be Makhtir or the Soivev. But it's Mashba, though, the Kevish, he certainly wouldn't be able to. The Chazaynish has a suffix, like Abbe this did. Lanius 90, I think what we see over here is that he would not be able to be Makhtar. And he goes, where is he going to be Makhtar? Or the Barasa? Frank the Gemara, if he has to pick it up and be Makhtar or the Barasa, isn't that cool? Like he took it down, it's Yarud already. Something about it? No, you can have a case. How can he bring it up? The kevish will be spare. How will I yarut? It's like you took it down. You took it into the avir. You took it out now off. Something about with the nogad like. What?
He dragged it.
The avir yesh. But how would he move this part? We know the avir yesh. The kevish will be spare. There is airspace between, so you're going to have to go in the air anyway. Not necessarily. Rubo the kevish, kekevish. Rubo the mizbeach, kemizbeach. You don't deal with that little part.
It's a kimo, so it's like never went into
that area. What? Again?
It's a kimo, right? So it's not just not. So when you...
It's a what? Yeah. Right, that's right. So that's right. So whatever you have, it's all never really off. Wherever you have, you're always going to have the rive. Tivshit meha, meha, tivshit meha, hadabai, rabbi, bacham. Something about rabbi, bazai. If you're going to assume that you always have a rive, it's either rive or the mizbeach, or rive or the kavish. Either rive is on the kavish, or rive is on the mizbeach. So meha, hadabai, rabbi, bacham, yesh, chimur, liayin, and lo. If you're going to assume that you always are going to have the status of being arrived someplace. So why don't you resolve that suffix that we have already? Rami bar Chaba, yesh chibur li island, I lo. Atishit di yesh chibur. Chari, you see over here that there's a chibur of when you have the rive, that it's connected to that. Huh? All right. If you say Mishani, we have over here. Tishut the Yesh Chibur. Yesh Chibur be island. See the Rashi. The Lachashvina may come out the Mifras. We don't look at it as if they are separate pieces. The Emurim. The Achleinim behind you go bust on the piece. Vaslinen hu basaruba, oein chibur. What has the suffix? Tishat yesh chibur. The ain chibur, because if you're not going to say chibur, what do you have? Kaba kaba. You deal with each millimeter as it goes off the kevish. The mother can get aviary silay. That little steady, every steady millimeter as it's going off, you deal with it separately. You don't deal with it separately. You deal with the whole piece. Ubiquisis garcina labelish lachrina. Tishit to my Rabbi Bar Chaba, Hochul Beivara Macha Haroivalo. It's another lesson about how to bring it. How do you do it like that? In a case like that, you bring it off the Mizbeach, and the Shaila is, how do you view it? Holo Kashit. So let's assume like that. So Tishit and Chirami. So we can go and resolve it that you don't look at every millimeter as it's coming off the Mizbeach. You deal with the whole piece. The piece is either a whole piece or right. Or not, but you don't have to look at every little inch or millimeter that comes off. And therefore, so what do we have? We don't have a riot anything then. So we know, what do we have? We have an option. We can learn both ways. Is the avir that we're suspending it? Does it have an avir mizbeach legabe that or not? And the way we're saying, it could very well be that the other areas of kedusha that it has. It is, like the Gemara says on Daf Tezvav, and he became a Baba before it came to the Avir of the Mizbeach. Mashra Avir, what is the Avir of Mizbeach? It came to the Mizbeach, whatever that is. What's the Avir? The advice says it comes to the Avir. Not my Diuk. I believe it's the Miskarov's Diuk. Miskarov's Diuk. Yeah, it's a Miskarov's Diuk. Maskil Rava, Barav Chanan, the E Amrit, Avir Mizbeach. Let's say you hold Avir Mizbeach and Mizbeach, and you'll say, well, Lo Yer, do there also. The Bosom of Machshava. We have another site here also. Remember, Ayla Sa'if is done where? Everybody knows. What is Ayla Sa'if? We do it on top. And it has to be done on top. It's not like a Chata Sa'if. Chatzis Chayv can be done at bottom. You didn't ever bother to meet the Malika of the Chatzis Chayv can be done anywhere. But the Malika of the Eilis Chayv has to be done on top of the Mizbeach. And then what happens? You do the Mitzui. You do the Mitzui where you press it on the wall of the Mizbeach. Not like a Chatzis Chayv, where you do the Hazah and then the Mitzui. So what, but there's a thing you're able to go, let's say you did the Malika, with the das, to go and do the mitzvah, and something to do tomorrow. You're a fagya. I'm speaking. I was alive to puzzle him about shoving. Hechimashkachasla. What will you do? What will happen over here? It's impossible. What did you do? Let's say I'm gonna go and I'm going, I'm being my lick. To go and do the mitzui tomorrow. Well, until tomorrow, where is it? It's here. It's on the Mizbeach. It's on top of the Mizbeach. I'm holding it. So, it's on the Mizbeach. How do you have a case? It's on top of the Mizbeach. It's on top of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is kailin where it is, even in the Avir. That's a lot of Shimi by Rashi. Why not? Aloma, Aloma, Shkachasla. Gaidiyama, Hareni Malka. Let's say he said, Hareni Malka al Minas. Lahirida, Lamachar. I'm gonna take it down and put it on the floor tomorrow and then put it back up. Ola halaisa, ola hatira, then to bring it up with a mizbeach and to be makdiri. But before I do that, I'm going to go take it off tomorrow. So tomorrow, well, yeah? So before you put it down, what's going to happen if you're going to do it tomorrow? You're going to possibly believe of a reishishal mizbeach. Then again, it's telling. Hanicha l'rabat yamalina mo'alas. If you hold like Rabbi Lid as well as Rosh Hashanah, you're right, you make it possible. El Rabbah, the other ain't Lidamel's Rosh Hashanah. lesser the machshavto, you don't have the machshava. What did he do wrong? He's going to put it down. He's going to keep it down. What's he going to do? When's Amud HaShachar tomorrow? 6 o'clock in the morning. When's he have das to take it down? 9 o'clock. Big spritz. No pun intended. So what happens? So what? It's taken 9 o'clock. What's wrong? It became Basilina? Didn't go Basilina and take it down till 9 o'clock. Amud HaShachar was 6 o'clock. Leila's doesn't help him, but there's no slow of Leila, Rosh Shomis Be'ach.
He's holding.
Wait. 1 second. I'm going to come right back to this. El Rab, if you're an leader, what did you do wrong? Lesson about Shabto. Lesson about Shabto. Don't do what you could have the case. I'll come right back to this. The Rab, Nami Mashkachas Lado, you could have it. Kigai Diobar. Haredi Molka, Manas, Lahirida. Kaida, Amuda Shachar. I'm not going to wait till 9 o'clock in the morning to do it. I'm going to take it off 5 o'clock in the morning. We're going to make it possible, and then I'm going to bring it back up. What the Gemara tell us over here? In order to become, let's say I'm having kavanah to go and do it tomorrow morning, shechutz l'zmano, in a way where it will not become puzzle tomorrow. It's not going to become pingle. In order for something to become pingle, you have to have kavanah that if you would actually do it, what you're planning to do, it'll become puzzle. Let's say you would not become puzzle, you want to do it tomorrow. Then it would not become pingle. By the way, we had this yesod of daf nun vav. With nun vav, we had it by the sugya right after the din daf nis lo b'shkiyas achad. But we had to say, but what does it tell us over here? That there is another chiddush that we see here also. If I have kavanah to go do it tomorrow, and tomorrow it's going to be anyway, I'll be able to do it. Even if I accomplish it, I theorize what I had in mind to do, but I'll be able to do it because it's a din of yimalu lo yerdu tomorrow. It's not going to become pigle. Where there's only one way it's able to become pigle, where it became puzzle, and it's not going to be rectifiable with the din of yimalu lo yerdu. And of course, of that, it's totally in how we learn the Rashis. Remember that it's only the Rashis on Abed Aleph when we say, if you according to the Bad Yomar who holds, Lina's Moel's Breshom is Beach, it's only going to become possible if you take it off. Bishas Ordem is Beach itself. Nobody holds that it's possible. That's a Raya from the Rashi Psachim. That we had, there's no Lav of Lina, there's no Psul. And we had the Rashi and Brochus that we said on that base. We have really Miskalko of Bashir and the Rashi and Rosh Hashanah also that we have. So over here, what is it telling us? That if I have Kavanah to do it tomorrow in a way where it's not going to become puzzle, that I can't be mafagyon. Now, based on the way we said it, we don't really have Mariah if the whole Akhtarah is going to be only on Tzimbalu Lo Yerdu, because over there, it's not going to become puzzle at all, even if you hold the demels for a Shabbos Beach. I don't want to complicate it more, but based on the way we said it, that the way that there's no thing at all doesn't become puzzle, but we shall wear it to the top.
Only when it comes down.
That's why it's going to be right for the din of pingle, where it's on top, that it's no psul that's going to be chal at all. Even though, so with the Gemara holds, you don't have it by an oila. And also, Tyson's Babertz. You know, by the other side, where could he do the mitzui? He could do the mitzui. Where does he do the mitzui? I should really say it like that. Where does he do the mitzui of the other side? He does it on the southeast corner, where there's no yisoid. If there's no yisoid over there, there's no Avram Mizbeach, is there? The Gemara Daf Samach Beis told us, where does he do the mitzvah of the Eilus HaLeif? He does it on the southeast corner. He goes up the Kavish and turns right. Is there so that some Tosfos comes at the bottom Tosfos? Eilus HaLeif, Tema, Aikaha, Mirabir Kachi Kachin, Samachayanad. Shimasa Lamata Me Raglov. You can go right with one Amma right above the Chutah Sikra. He can do it right by below his feet. He's standing on the Saivev. And he has an extra one Amma. He can do it there. And he's on, remember, he's on the southeast. Shimasa Lamata Me Raglov. Afilu Abahas Cherub in Cave. Ein Kadaver Mizbeah. Remember, Tais says, remember there was a Rashi there. Rashi says there's a blita, a protrusion over there below, and right above the protrusion, it's able to be considered upper mizbeach. That's Rashi in there. It's Abachayim and Aleph. You take a look at the Rashis. Okay, but so Taisus does by back this. Nachum. So here he says, but see here you can have a case. And therefore, so it's no Raya get to anything. I mean, it's in Abra mizbeach. The Avram is bare, can be spared, Dabi. But let's at least be pushing it the other way. The Esau could die to Avram is bare. Love can be spared, Dabi. You're going to say that the Avram is bare. It's not. Chatas of Oif. Psulo, Hechi Baza, the Chatas of Oif, that is possible. How's he going to possibly do it? Hechi Baza, Midaba. What's he going to do by a Chatas of Oif? He's supposed to be mazer. Remember, chatas ha'oif is not like mitzui that we just have by an oil. He has to throw the dab. Takes the hold of the dead oif and he shoots it. Then the dab flies through the air. Why? Because it'll be yar. Because it's yarud. Sha'or. Sharp sulam. Other psulim. How would he be going be zayrik the dam? Then the maga. Echi zayrik lohbi daba. The maga lohu. Ha'azahi mitzahi. Good. How would he go about doing it? Now, what are we talking about over here? We're talking, he's doing the dam or the mizbech. Right away, we have to think it. We're going like Rabbi Gamliel, we're going like Rabbi Yeshua. If there's a dini malo layerdu on the dam or not, Rabbi Yeshua holds there's no dini malo layerdu on the dam. It's only on a murim. And Rabbi Gamliel said, this is already going to be Tali. Rabbi Gamliel was not like that. If you take, so let's say we'd be talking first. I'm going to go out of order over here. Sharp sulam. You see the Rashi, sharp sulam. Sharp sulam dabin. When we have other sulam that puzzle the dam. Bibeheba. By a regular behema. The Rabbi Gamliel, Rashi says, the Ava b'masvisan hadam posel she'olah lo yered. How would you be able to do it? Hechi zorik. Midaman. Harei zrika be'rachayko. The dam is going to be flying through the air with the greatest of ease. Harei zrika be'rachayko. Who's Eric? Nobody knows. All right. Yes, the chat the human. Okay, listen, you have the Hazava Mazbev Hebel Ravam Lehechi Zarbi Daman Haray Zvika Me Rachaiku, sorry. The Amale Aver Mizbeya. So how are you going to do it if it goes through the air and the Aver Mizbech? It's like it went down on the ground. Mishadi, the word, Mishadi, the what, the Bagalahu. He did it where it's Bagalahu, the Bagalahu, the Kaiso Mizbeya, Kishabazah, Bechata Soif. He touches the wall without it flying through the air. The chayim is rikest dam puzzle. Let's see these couple of lines. Hechi zarek lehu midama. Something about the mangalahu. Mangalahu. Ha'azoyi. Ha'azoyi. Is that azah? That's good for chatas alayif. That's not azah. That's mitzuyi. Because it comes to direct contact. Oh, Zrika, like my regular case, where it's a regular Zrika, let's say my regular behemoth, that's not Zrika either. It's Shmichai. What does the Rebbe say, Zrika and Shvicha? Zrika means you throw it. Shvicha is, it's right there with contact with the Mizbeah. Even though we have a problem. Because with the Yemen, we hold, Zrika is good, but Shvicha, let's say with the Yemen. B'yai, we had a because of Laman Zayi. B'yai, Derecha, Zobacha. That's Zrika Becha. You can't do that. Amar Avashi, the Nakat, Lahum, Barash, HaMizbeah. Hachi Nami. Kika Omar, the Talanu, Bikanya. My, what's the din? And the Gemara says, Teku, we don't know. If he's standing on the Mizbeach, and he has the Dab, or the Oif, or the Zrika that he has, it's not the Geya Aber Mizbeach. Because if he is, his feet are on the Mizbeach, then the Dab is on the Mizbeach. Where is it the Geya Aver Mizbeach? Where he's on the ground, and he's manipulating it with a stick. Not where he's standing. If he's standing on it, then it's a different thing. It's not called Avir. It's only called Avir where it's suspended in the Avir, like where he has it on a stick.
It's like a puckle.
Like my Shady. Like my Shady.
Like Shady or puckle.
Yeah, yeah, but, okay.
That's considered teeth are.
Okay, okay, it's similar. Yeah. Those cases where his feet are, that's where the... You wonder where his feet are, that's where the dab is. But what interesting to me think. What? First of all, we have a plan. What we see from this Gemara is, let's say there's a din that it has to be done with Shvicha. Let's say it has to be done with Zrika. Let's say it has to be done with Azar. That means in the dinim of Imalu lo Yerdu, the Zrika has to be done kehilchasa. I might have thought if there's a din of Imalu lo Yerdu, maybe the Zrika does not have to be done with all the proper halachas. With the shtovin, shtovin, l'gabi, these dina. If, let's say there's a din when you do this rika, it has to be done in a certain way. What about the dina of imalu lo yerdu, according to Rabbi Gamliel? That's A. Interesting is, Rashi brings it, the whole thing goes like Rabbi Gamliel, only when we're talking about other psulim. In the first case, where the Gemara was talking about an ayosa, achatas, oif, Rashi never said a word about Rabbi Gamliel. Look at the scene. That's why I went Shalom and Kaimai. That's why I went to the second Rashi first, where Rashi brought in Rabbi Gamliel. If you take a look at the top Rashi, Chathas Olay Psula, Shemolka Bereish HaMizbeach Shalom Lishma Upasa, the Aval Gam Denasis Lamata, Omar Marliel, Malka Bachalbach, I mean, Chatasuai, if you can do it on top, we'll also share. But like Paso, Maila Dide, Ella Mahaza, and you don't do it impossible where it has to be done on top, it's only Mahaza, the Malika, you can do on top also. Mahaza, you can't. Mahecha de Malka, Bipsul, Bereisha Mizbeach, Bikaimala, and Bachal Hapsulim. Im alo lo yerdu. Hechi shari leimar, how can he go allow him to be mazit, be dama? Harimagbiyo batis, he's gonna go do it when he's holding the oif and he's being mazit. Shver, and also, what about other psulim? Mabbe behemoth, stabim. The behemoth, according to Rabbi Gamliel, by other behemoths. What, all of a sudden, brings in Rabbi Gamliel? By Snaisa Rashi holds, and holding his oif. That Rabbi Gamliel's Nageya and Rabbi Yeshua's Nageya Behema by Achatas Olaif, everybody would agree. Yeah, by Achatas Olaif. Correct. Yeah. Very good, Shmuel. Excellent. By Achatas Olaif, what else do you have? There's nothing there except Behema Mizbech HaLodoma. And where's it in? Behema LaLayerdu by Achatas Olaif. How can you have a case of Imala Layerdu by Chatas Olaif? There is no din. If you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, the whole din is not the gay and dam, and the only thing you have by Chatas Olaif is the dam. So how can you have a case? How's it gemolt the whole din of Imala Layerdu by Chatas Olaif? Rashi's telling us the whole Rabbi Yeshua that it came not the gay and dam is only by a behemoth. If the only thing that you have is the dam, Because they're the Mizbech on the Dama. They're Rabbi Yeshua's invited. It's in the Mother Lay Yerda, the Gabi the Dam also. In the meantime, we see, though, a very interesting thing in the Rashi. Rashi tells us that whenever we have, for example, in Pei Dalet, the Rashi's a Mother Lay Yerda by Psul of Lima. Remember Rashi said, Alon, Bein Dam, Bein Emurim. So he said, it's a Negev, what's Dam mean? Dam, the only Rabbi Gamliel. So he said, no, and the way Tosfos learns, if you look at the bottom Tosfos, the Tosfos on Beis Ha'Inam and Beis, even if you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, it means that you can't bring it up the Dam to be Dua HaKtarah. But as Rika, but if you did as Rika, Hashem Zrika you do have. And to have the Zrika you do have, it's going to be the Gaya what? The Emorim. How would there be a din of Imelu Loyerdu by the Emorim? According to Rabbi Yeshua, if you can't go, there's no din of Imelu Loyerdu by the Dam. The only if you bring up the Dam in a Kaili, no din over there, bring it up in a Kaili, you're putting it in a Kaili. But if you did it, because you did it by Zrika, as Hashem Zrika, and therefore there's a din of Yimol LaYerdu, the Gabi de Emurim. If you preceded the Emurim with a Zrika Saddam, that means something even according to Rabbi Yeshua. That's how we learned it before with the Tosfos. From our Rashi, we see that Rabbi Yeshua, first of all, holds by an oath. Yeah, there isn't it. And not only that, if it's not an oath, it only works according to Rabbi Gamliel. It's Hashem will pick it up over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.